hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea. If you were the wood, I'd be the fire. If you were the love, I'd be the desire. If you were a castle, I'd be your moat. And if you were an ocean, I'd learn to float. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea.
Sometimes I'd like to take a peppermint and a switchblade and a Cadillac and throw it all in a fire.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio for crazy people and the elderly. Oh, yeah. Situation.
We have levels. That was Zach Hampsey, and that comes off the third trailer to the Christopher Nolan film Inception, and that track was called Mind Heist. And Hampsey put that up on his Bandcamp site, and you can probably find a couple blogs here and there for purchase. It's for $1, although it's sort of leaked out otherwise. And that track itself is based on Mike Zarin's work with some part of Sensit's music, sort of Jaws-esque theme music. And Zarin himself has actually provided a bit of music for another one of the trailers. It's just a massive E-tonal burst that's worth hunting down. And at that point, I'm not sure if both Hempsey's and Zarin's works will be on the official soundtrack, since Hans Zimmer has been commissioned to score this film. And the third collaboration that he's done with Nolan, including The Dark Knight. And amongst other things, Zimmer's working with Smith's guitarist Johnny Marr. So hopefully this album, hopefully the soundtrack, he is going to be phenomenal for the film coming out this Friday. But hopefully one way or another, we can also get to hear Hempsey's and Zarin's complete work here. So hello, just a little bit past 7:30 here in Vancouver. The name of the show is Exploding Head Movies. Your cinematically inspired program here broadcast on UBC's sweet and crispy community radio station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I'm here with you till 9 p.m. You can phone the booth here, 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegack@gmail.com. So hopefully you had a good time last week while I had that sort of rescued show with the podcast that Rob Prevent, host of the show that we just heard before, generously queued up, and hopefully you guys managed to enjoy that burst of hot weather. I was in Thunder Bay, Toronto, and Kitchener, where everything was just insanely and stupidly hot. Apparently everything's cooled down here, though, so the kiddie pool that was stationed by the booth here has been removed, so I think we'll have to sound relaxed in other ways. Coming up towards the 8:30 chunk of the show, we're going to have the score to Spike Lee's 25th Hour, written and performed by Terrence Blanchard. But we'll listen to another film cue coming up for a film that's been out for a while. And, of course, the third Twilight film, Eclipse, came out a few weeks ago, if you have not heard. And the associated soundtrack retains its usual indie savvy. And aside from cues from Howard Shore's score to the film and the usual Muse track, since the author is a huge Muse fan, there's new music by Metric, Florence and the Machine, Black Keys, Vampire Weekend, and a collaboration between Uncle and the Black Angels. But amongst everything else that is featured on the soundtrack is another pairing, and it's a teaming of Bat for Lashes and Beck, two artists that had been hoping to work together in the past, but now they have, and there is promise now for more in the near future. So from the Twilight Eclipse soundtrack, here are Bat for Lashes and Beck with Let's Get Lost. We'll be right back.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
Sacramento. That was Dusty Brown off their 2010 EP, This City Is Killing Me. And that was Back to Back. And they've been a part of the Sacramento electronic music scene for about 15 years now. That sounds a heavy Portishead influence there. And it's a family trio of Browns, and that EP is offered for free. And you can just download that off their website. We just look for Dusty Brown. It's got some fantastic cover art done by ISO 50, who's in another Sacramento act called Tycho. And, of course, Dusty Brown, if you are a baseball fan, he is a prospect right now in the Boston Red Sox farm system. It is 747 here on CITR 119FN. I'm Gak. This is Exploding Head Movies coming up now from Philadelphia. This is a duo of Rob Garcia and Sarah Everton. And they formed when a drummer from their former band was unable to tour. But they've had a varied career at this point. They're called Reading Rainbow, just like the old kids show with LeVar Burton. And from their last year's album, Mystical Participation, here they are, Reading Rainbow with The Sun Is Out.
Yeah.
There is Bethany Consentino with Bob Bruno. Together they are best known as The Best Coast, and that is the lead track to their forthcoming album, Crazy For You. And that was called Boyfriend. And that album is due out later this month, July 27th through Mexican Summer. And based on everything I'm hearing so far from Best Coast, they should be something to watch out for. So hopefully they'll hit the road soon and swing by Vancouver. Coming up now are some girls from London. It's Rachel Eggs, Rachel Horwood, and Roz Murray. And they formed the band Trash Kit in early 2009. And from their self-titled album, here's Trash Kit with Cadets.
Yeah! This is Naomi Shelton and the Gospel Queens of Brooklyn. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR.
Those were the Noisettes off their 2007 album, What's the Time, Mr. Wolf? And that was Bridge to Canada. And they're a London trio featuring singer and bassist Shingai Shinoya, guitarist Dan Smith. And both of those people used to be in the band called Sonarfly. And they're joined there by drummer Jamie Morrison. And their 2009 single, Never Forget You, appeared in many ads and TV series. And it's a nice little bluesy R&B number. And before the break, what we heard there was Harlem, and that is off their self-released album, Free Drugs, with a winky smiley emoticon, and that song was South of France. Originally, they released it to themselves in 2008, self-released something called A Female Fantasy, but when they were signed to Matador, they managed to push that out in 2009, and Harlem do have a new album due out. Actually, sorry, it already came out, April 2010's Hippies. And originally formed in Tucson, Arizona, but now they're based in the wonderful city of Austin, Texas. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on 119 CITR Vancouver. I'm Gak. Coming up next are there's a region, there is a bridge to Canada. And we got a couple of Neil Young covers here. We're going to start off with Julian Lynch. He is a Ridgewood, New Jersey-based songwriter. Once worked for the Smithsonian Folkways Recordings team, and now he's studying ethnomusicology at the University of Wisconsin in Madison, another fine place. And all his work with the studying that he's done with regards to music has paid off wonderfully right now. He has a new album called Mare, as in the horse, and it sounds wonderful. And this song appears on a compilation of Neil Young covers called A Fundamental Experiment. And this came out in tribute to raise money for injured San Francisco resident. And the compilation features like-minded acts in the underground scene, including Real Estate DuckTales member Matt Mondenile and Sun Ra, amongst others. It's limited edition. It's 300 copies. Everything's self-signed, self-screened. It looks wonderful. So what Lynch covers here is a track off Young's 1979 classic album Rust Never Sleeps. So here's Julian Lynch with Sedan Delivery.
When you're lonely, hungry, don't sit counting your mistakes. Don't be waiting good times you had when your lonely, lonely heart breaks. Don't you look the one when your lonely heart breaks.
Was all right. The original version of that came off of Neil Young and Crazy Horse's 1987 album, Life. But that is Puerto Rico Flowers with their version of When Your Lonely Heart Breaks, which you can find on the B-side to the single 2 through a Fan Death. And Puerto Rico Flowers is better known as John Sharkey III, and some astute people may remember him as one of the guys behind the skinhead band Clark Clean ER. Coming up now is an act that is coming to town this Wednesday. They're playing the Biltmore on the 14th of July with Pearl Harbor and Magic Kids, and that is Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti. And Ariel Pink has been part of the LA freak folk scene for a while. He's been recording a lot of lo-fi gems, and he was actually one of the first musicians that wasn't a member of Animal Collective to sign on to the Paw Prints label. But since then, he's moved on to 4AD, and since his previously questionable live performances, he's assembled a crackerjack band featuring keyboardist, guitarist Kenny Gilmore, drummer Aaron Spirksky from Beachwood Sparks and Lilies, and then guitarist Cole M. Greif-Neal from Night Jewel. And they are the Haunted Graffiti 2, Ariel Pink. And from their latest album, Before Today, here's Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti with Round and Round. And this definitely is not lo-fi.
Na, na, na. Thank you.
sentimental, heartbreaking, everything's my fault. Sentimental, heartbreaking, everything's my fault.
Shapeless fears. Who can live in the modern world without catching his share of them? I hope I've landed on my feet this time.
Need a place to rent? Have a place for rent? AMS Rents Line can help. AMS Rents Line is an easy-to-operate, touch-tone, and web-based system that connects thousands of landlords with UBC students looking for off-campus housing. UBC students can search the ads for free or place a two-week posting for $5. To view current listings, visit www.amsrentsline.com.
Cross eyes.
was Trent Moeller with his own remix and edit of Sycamore Feeling, which appears on a remixes compilation that came out through his own label, In My Recordings. And the original version of that song appears on his latest album, last month's Into the Great Wide Yonder. And Trent Moeller is Anders Trent Moeller, a Danish composer and multi-instrumentalist. And one thing that he's done recently is he composed the soundtrack to the Danish film Det som ingen ved, which translates to What No One Knows. Unfortunately, I have no idea on who the singer was, but hopefully I can find out one day. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. Coming up now is LCD Sound System, and they are on tour, supporting their third and possibly final album. This is happening, and this is one of the latest remixes. They've collaborated with the Belgian duo Soulwax, and they're rumored to have a new album coming out this year. So here is Soulwax remixing LCD Sound System's You Wanted a Hit.
Wanted a hit, but maybe we don't do hits. I try and try, it ends up feeling kind of wrong. You wanted it tough, but is it ever tough enough? No, nothing's ever tough enough until we hit the road. You wanted it lush, but honestly you must hush. No, honestly you know too much. So leave us on our own. And so you wanted a hit. Well, this is how we do hits. You wanted a hit, but that's not what we do.
Anymore, we can't be babies. Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Background. We're listening to Loco Dice. He's a Tunisian based in Dusseldorf, Germany. He runs his own label called Desolat. Although he has released material on other labels on Ovum and Minus. But through the Desolat label, in 2008, released an album called Seven Dunham Place. And the track we're listening to in the background is off that album, M Train to Brooklyn. Coming up, we're going to do a quick profile on something that Chris Horrific requested. And Chris Horrific, we heard a little promo before, he hosts Parts Unknown Monday afternoons 1 through 3. But first we'll do a promo for A Noise, hosted by our illustrious music coordinator here, Luke Meat, since he has requested an additional song, which we'll hear afterwards.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry
this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
That was the music by Jérôme Boivin, and that was singer Yves Zimmerlin, and that was Ich liebe dich, at least 40 seconds of it, of what I could find via YouTube, and that comes off the 1989 film Baxter, about a bull terrier with a very passive, aggressive murder streak. Just think about the angriest dog in the world and the tensions there, but he's still rather calm and contemplative. And originally the soundtrack, this song does appear on the Czech version of the soundtrack through Milan Records, but I have no hope of finding that whatsoever. So jumping from one request to another, Chris Riffick recently saw the 1959 or 1956 film Forbidden Planet, and it's something I profiled more so a couple years ago in the early days of the Radio Free Yak name, but let's highlight a couple things from there that I haven't played before, and if you haven't heard it before, it's very blurpy, so it's very atypical of what you would normally hear in a 50s soundtrack. And it was written and performed by Louis and Baby Baron, and they were a married couple out of Greenwich Village. And they basically built their own instruments, and they effectively invented the tape loop, and they were part of the avant-garde scene in the 50s. So they worked with John Cage, Morton Feldman, David Tudor, all those guys. So they helped set that up. So they managed to convince their way to actually providing all the incidental music to Forbidden Planet. So we'll listen to a few cues here. We're going to start off with Deceleration by Louis and Bébé Baron.
Thank you.
Predates any synth there. That was Louis and Bébé Baron with several cues from the Forbidden Planet soundtrack from 1956. We started with Deceleration, then there's a whole bunch of short ones. There's A Flurry of Dust, A Robot Approaches, my favorite, Robot Arranges Flowers, Zaps Monkey, and then Robbie the Cook and 60 Gallons of Booze. The start to any party that you have on any planet that you decide to settle on.
CITR has tons of friends, because with your Friends of CITR card, you get rad discounts from local businesses. Say Commercial Drive is your home sweet hipster home. Then present your Friends card at Bone Rattle Music, Audiophile, People's Co-op Bookstore, High Life Records, and Spank Clothing. And you'll receive awesome discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Since we have just under 15 minutes left, we're just going to dive right into the profile on Terrence Blanchard's score to the 2002-2003 film 25th Hour, directed by Spike Lee. And pretty much every Spike Lee soundtrack since 1991's Jungle Fever has had some music work by Terrence Blanchard. Whether he provides the score, or whether he's provided some of the trumpet work. He's ghosted behind Denzel Washington's character in Mobera Blues, Val Kilmer in The Salton Sea. I think he also has a trumpet part in the recent Disney film with The Princess and the Frog. And Terrence Blanchard's from New Orleans, born 1962. Primary plays the jazz trumpet, but he's also a bandleader, composer, arranger, and film composer. In 1980, he joined the Lyle Hampton Orchestra, and shortly thereafter, he joined Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers after Wynton Marsalis left. So what we're listening to is Jake's Classroom. We're going to shortly dive into Fou Montage, and then we'll see how many other cues we can get before the top of the hour.
Thank you.
We started off with the Fu montage, and in the background we are in the closing moments of Ground Zero. And if there's a little bit of time, we'll listen to One Last Walk. And they all come from Terrence Blanchard's score to the 2002 film 25th Hour, one of the first films filmed in New York after the fall of the towers, as evidenced by the title of Ground Zero there. The movie itself is an adaptation of the novel The 25th Hour. It was written by David Burnoff, starred Edward Norton, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Barry Pepper, Rosario Dawson, Anna Paquin, and Brian Cox. And for the score, Blanchard was nominated for Best Original Score in Golden Globe 2003. And in 2007, they named Blanchard Artist in Residence at the Monterey Jazz Festival. And that's it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up in a few short minutes, it is Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show. There'll be some overnight magic then at 6 a.m. Tuesday morning. Bright and early. It'll be Pacific Picking. If you missed any of this week's show, you always just grab the MP3 as a podcast. You can subscribe by CITR's website, which is candidly enough called www.citr.ca. Next week, I'm going to try to get Earth, Wind, and Fire along with Melvin Penn Peebles. And we'll go Blaxploitation with Sweet Sweetback's Badass Song. But to close things off, since it is July 12th, it is also my niece's 4th birthday today. So it's Happy Birthday, Brooklyn. And in tribute off the Den of Thieves compilation, we're going to listen to Desmond Williams and Brooklyn Blues. So take care of yourselves, Vancouver, and we'll see you in 7. We'll be right back.
You are listening to CITR FM and